Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, I'm talking with jazz musician, pianist, and composer Emmett Cohen from his home in Harlem, New York. Emmett, thanks so much for taking time to talk with me in KVNF.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
I recently saw your virtual performance on Vail Jazz's Facebook page. Were you supposed to be in Vail, Colorado this summer?
Yeah, well, we were supposed to be at the Vail Jazz Party in September, which was one of the first things to get canceled a couple of months ago. But yeah, we're part of the virtual series, so that's what life is looking like right now. Very virtual.
Yeah. I'm assuming you're not going to be making it for the Snowmass performance on July 31st.
You know what? We actually have plans to go to that.
Awesome. I read that you've been playing the piano since you were three. How did you really discover jazz?
It's like in Harry Potter when he's going wand shopping. It's like he doesn't find his wand. He doesn't pick his wand. The wand picks him. And it's like that, I think, with the arts a lot of the time. I heard this music and it just spoke to me and I understood the language in a deeper way. When I heard it around the house, I had a couple family members who played, not immediate family members, but my great uncle and Greg Cogan was the second cousin. He played with Buddy Rich and Lionel Hampton. I got to see him a couple times in my teenage years. And he passed away, but I heard this music and I met some other musicians who were all doing this. And it just kind of like the lifestyle enamored me. And I loved the musical aspect, but I also loved the social aspect. And I love what the music does for people and how it unites people. And I think it was a very gradual thing where I learned about it. And, you know, one thing led to another and it became the focal point of my life.
Well, let's dive into some of your music. We'll come back and we'll talk about these legends that you've worked with. Let's take a listen to On Green Dolphin Street by Emmett Cohen, featuring George Coleman, Russell Hall, and Brian Carter. We just heard On Green Dolphin Street by Emmett Cohen featuring George Coleman, Russell Hall, and Brian Carter off of Emmett Cohen's Master's Legacy Series, Volume 4. And I believe that Russell Hall and Brian Carter, are they part of your trio?
Yeah, well, I have a group of musicians in New York City who I'm very close with, who are all, you know, kind of a community. And so there are many different musicians on each instrument who kind of, we all think about music the same way, and we've been traveling together and forming concepts on how to present the music as a community. And those people are Joe Saylor on the drums, Evan Sherman on drums, Kyle Pools, a great drummer, and of course Brian Carter, who's part of this record, Russell Hall on bass, Yasushi Nakamura, Corcoran Holt is on a part of one of the records we'll hear later. And there are so many other musicians too outside of the rhythm section that have influenced the way I play and the way I think, and are all kind of interchangeable as parts of different groups and bands. And it's one of the great blessings to have that important community when you play this music, especially in a scene that's so wide and deep like New York City.
Oh yeah, beautifully said. What's New York like right now? I've heard it's pretty quiet, which is very strange.
Yeah, it is very strange. I mean, in Harlem, you know, sometimes it looks like things are going on as normal, but there are no restaurants open. There's no indoor dining. There's nothing really happening indoors. And so a lot of stuff is spilling out into the streets, and there's some music and some things like that that's going on. But it's kind of meek and kind of bleak. And I think everyone's kind of washed over with that sense of uncertainty and lack of security. And a lot of people aren't working. It's a weird scene and a weird time. I don't think a lot of people have experienced something like this. Even the jazz masters that I know and have spoken with about this, they haven't seen anything like this in their lifetime. So it's going to take a little while to get back to normal, if it ever gets back to normal. But that's life and that's jazz. You know, we adapt and we move forward.
Yeah. Emmett, talk to me about your Master's Legacy series. You have 4 volumes. You've worked with Jimmy Cobb, Ron Carter, George Coleman. The list goes on and on. How did you begin this incredible series?
Well, I got a chance to be around some jazz masters, particularly Jimmy Heath, and spent some time hearing stories about how he grew up in Philadelphia in a jazz family and was friends with John Coltrane and got to see Charlie Parker and lent him his horn. And I was like, these are things that I didn't know before. These are things that I didn't learn from taking lessons or going to school for jazz. And I said, you know, there's something in there that I want to get to the core of. And so I made it my mission to be around as many jazz masters as possible, people who invented the music or were around the greatest innovators of the music, Louis Armstrong, Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, Lester Young, Fats Waller, people like that. And it's been a journey, but I decided to make a series that would incorporate live recordings, performances, and also interviews with these jazz masters. The goal being not to only bring myself closer to them, but to bring my generation and the community of people that I spoke about before closer to these jazz masters so we can absorb their stories and their history and their legacy and hopefully pass it down and keep it alive.
We're going to go into another tune by Emmett Cohen off of his Master's Legacy series with Benny Golson and Tootie Heath. Emmett, talk to me about this track.
This track is just a trio track. We recorded it live at the Lead Center in Lawrence, Kansas, and it features Corcoran Holt on bass and Albert Tootie Heath on drums. And it's interesting that this is actually a track that Tootie Heath played with John Coltrane on Train's first album in 1957, I believe.
Here is Straight Street, performed by Emmett Cohen, Benny Golson, and Tootie Heath. that was a track called Straight Street by Emmett Cohen off of his Master's Legacy Series Volume 3. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking via Zoom with Emmett Cohen from his home in Harlem, New York. Just going back to kind of our scene right now, sounds like you have a show coming up here in Colorado, which is super exciting, and that is July 31st in Snowmass. And what do you miss the most about playing live?
I think I miss mostly the vibrations of the music. You don't get that vibration when you play over the internet. You don't feel the people in the room. You don't hear their breath. You don't feel their energy. They don't feel your energy in the same way. It's a very symbiotic thing that goes back and forth between the audience and the musicians. And I think that's something that I really miss. I also miss traveling and seeing the world and interacting with people and shaking their hands afterwards and looking them in the eyes without a mask on and feeling that personal connection. And you know, that's been somewhat lost now, but we're finding other ways to try to make up for that.
Yeah. Talk to me about your album Dirty in Detroit.
That was, I think we recorded in 2017. And it was when we were really touring extensively through the Midwest and through America. We were driving around everywhere with Kyle Poole and Russell Hall, and we had become very close as a band, and we were playing every single night for months. And it was kind of the culmination of that period of our development, and we thought we were playing on a certain high level for us, and we wanted to record, and we recorded a live gig in Detroit where the audience is diverse and they're soulful. And you know, we captured a beautiful night. Almost all the tracks are from one set of one night, which is a lot of times how it works on a live album. Like, the vibrations are just right, like we're talking about. And so that was a beautiful moment that's captured, and that's what an album is. It captures a specific moment in time, and it documents where you were. And I think it's a document of where we were and who we were in that moment, and hopefully still stands the test of time. When people listen to it, they can relate to it and feel who we are and who we were and who we want to be.
Awesome. We're going to listen to Tio by Emmett Cohen off of his live album called Dirty in Detroit. That was a tune called Tio by Emmett Cohen, recorded live for his album Dirty in Detroit, which features Russell Hall and Kyle Poole. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with jazz musician, composer, Emmett Cohen from his home in Harlem, New York. Emmett, you have volumes 1 through 4 of your Master's Legacy series. What can we expect on volume 5?
I haven't done anything for volume 5 yet, but I have a very strong relationship with Houston Person, one of the great tenor men of our time. He's 85 years old, and he's someone that I talk to quite often, who bestows advice upon me, and we have a general beautiful connection that, you know, kind of shatters what people normally think that the generational gap kind of can preclude. So I would love to do something with Houston Person. So, you know, this whole corona thing has really thrown a wrench in a lot of what our expectation was, and a lot of what is feasible and what's, you know, reality and what's not. You know, I'm praying and hoping that we can get together and we can make an album in the studio or release some kind of music that way. And I was supposed to play with Freddie Cole in April. I had a big show at Jazz Lincoln Center, and he was going to be there. We had talked about music, and he unfortunately passed away just a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, the project in general is timely and time sensitive, and it's about capturing, you know, those moments. So whatever moment we can capture with some of our heroes belongs as part of that project. And so we'll see where volume 5 leads us.
There's like a 50-year age gap between you and some of these legendary jazz musicians. Does age ever factor in as like a downside, or are you finding that there's mutual respect?
Sometimes there's mutual respect. Sometimes the respect goes one way. Sometimes you have to earn somebody's respect. And my father is 50 years older than me. So you kind of nailed it right there. I grew up in a kind of environment that I was able to communicate with people older than me. I think that people, you know, learn from their grandparents. When I think about Tutti Heath, you know, he's our grandpa. You know, we turn to him for life lessons. We turn to him for humor. And it's like that with a lot of the jazz masters now. And I'm grateful. I respect them to the highest degree and in the highest order. And they've invented so much. They've contributed so much to American art and culture and to the world and to civil rights and to all these things that are so important. And so the respect is there. And I think when they realize that people affirm what they do and what they have done, and they've researched it and they know a lot about it, they open up in a certain way and they want to share their experiences and pass them down. And so it becomes more like a mentor, you know, relationship, or like a grandfatherly or fatherly relationship. And it's a beautiful thing to share that with so many of the great jazz musicians of our time. And there's a large history in jazz of musicians hiring younger bands, and they feel vitalized by that, and they feel energized by that. And they're also passing down things and teaching at the same time. But it's very symbiotic.
Yeah, I love that. Emmett, share with our listeners where they can find your music and catch some of your live and virtual performances.
You can go to emmettcohen.com. That's EmmettCohen.com. And we play actually every Monday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time from my apartment, and have this show called Live from Emmett's Place, where we have special guests and everything. And I also have an exclusive membership program on my website where people can sign up and get a little bit extra. And we give private concerts. And I just actually printed vinyl copies of Dirty in Detroit that will go out to the various members of the program. And so that's a great way to support, especially in this time when it's difficult for artists. So thank you all for listening and supporting.
Thank you, Emmett, for taking the time to talk with me and KVNF.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Stay in touch.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more original Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Emmett Cohen's music. We'll go out on one more track by Emmett Cohen. This one is called I Surrender, Dear. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.